coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah.
Lose control, a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We had fun last night. We were at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza and watching women fully clothed. I have to tell you, that was almost, it was awesome to know that it's a universal thing, but at the same time, it was a rude awakening, right?
This is Marcia, by the way. Yeah, this is the Kim Pagano Show.
By the way. I was going to get to that, but anyways, you know what? It's going to be a beautiful day today. I am on it. I'm feeling really good. Did my positive thought for the morning. I hope all of you have, and I'm so glad that you are joining us here on my show, Kim Pagano Show, and starting your day in a positive way. I got Marcia.
I got to tell you, I had such a good time last night, and I was in such a bad mood when I got there. I'm sorry. I have to apologize. I was like about to leave.
She just apologized on air. Did everybody
hear that?
No.
I wasn't in a bad mood, but my family was totally out of control. Our dog is really
in
bad shape.
I'm sorry to hear that,
and,
yeah.
You know, sometimes things just throw you out of the... I didn't make dinner. I was like, you know, so all my routines that were... usually in place, none of them were, and I left.
That does throw you off.
It does completely throw you off. So my family's like, just go, and I'm like, okay, but I got there, and then I don't know.
That's okay. I love you still.
It was so much fun. It was really funny.
And she nailed me in the beginning of the show.
And it got me out of my mood. So.
And you know what? Sometimes that's what we talk about, is you need to just move from that pity city. Yeah. And go do something fun. So
I really wasn't pitying myself. I was just worried.
Yeah, so. No. Anyways, well, I am so glad that you are joining us here. Today we've got a really great show. Of course, it is Trivia Tuesday. And we've got coffee news coming on. Rob Blaze, and he's got some great questions. I posted them all over the internet. And there's a couple ways that you can find us if you are listening live in your car right now and you're going into a meeting. You can listen on my website and stream us at KimPaganoShow.com. That is www.KimPaganoShow.com. And also you can listen on iTunes. You can download my shows and listen there. And also you can tune into TuneIn Radio. So there's a lot of different ways that you can do it. Also like us on Facebook because that's where you find out what's going on. Also Twitter. I'm all over Twitter. And we're having fun. I would love you to be a part of my show. And if you want to, give us a call. Give one of my team members a call at 805-419-0008. I look forward to talking with you. Today, we're going to talk about, this is really a fun book. We thought, actually, it would be a fun party book, right?
Yes.
But Andy Selzberg is going to be talking to us. And it is, if you have a knack for enjoying pithy and I'm not even going to read all this. But anyways. Are you good? What are you good at? And it says you are good at things. So he's got a checklist. And it's, I mean,
how many pages long is that?
Oh, God. Well, it's 218. But let me just tell you.
And it's all checklists. It's hysterical.
It really is. Getting friends to say to stay up past their bedtime. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's it. Quitting solitaire when you're ahead.
So this could be, you know, they used to call them bathroom books.
Yeah.
You know, something you can read a page at a time and laugh.
Leaving critical notes on windshields. Anyways, I think it's really fun. I think that it's always good to look at what you are good at, you know, and you know, maybe you can kind of get a career at something that you don't know you really are good at.
Well, plus, I think a lot of times we all focus on the things we're bad at.
We always concentrate,
you know,
on those.
We concentrate and focus on things that we'd like to improve instead of things that we are already good at. And so maybe if we focus on the things we're good at, we'd, you know,
be better.
Yeah, or be in a better mood.
There you go. Also, the next one that we're going to talk to is we're going to be talking about spring clean and spring clean your life, you know, and there's tips on it to do it. We talk about that because, you know, I just cleaned out my office. I mean, gutted it.
Wow.
Let things go that I thought that I would have a use for or something. And I am like, I just feel so relieved. And so, you know, somebody told me just recently that your home, the inside of your home, is really how you are inside your life, inside your body, inside your mind. And that was really interesting to me because I thought, oh my God, no wonder I'm probably a little cluttered.
I think we all need to pretend we're moving once in a while. And, you know, just clear out like you were going to move, because when you're moving, you get rid of all the stuff that you've held on to that you don't, you know.
And you know, donate it if you feel like, oh, somebody could use this, you know.
Have a garage sale and go on a trip.
I don't like garage sales.
I don't either.
I know. I used to be like the garage sale queen.
You were the Santa Rosa garage sale.
I know.
You know,
but yeah, I would rather donate it to amazing causes. Or, you know.
See, I don't do garage sales, but my husband loves it.
He was out there helping. I know.
He loves to go negotiate. I, on the other hand, they're like, you know, it's priced $10. Somebody says, I'll give you $1. I'll say, you want it for a quarter. I'm terrible.
Because you don't think it's worth it?
No, I just want to get rid of it. See, and I don't like people touching my stuff. And I
see. How about you, Matt?
I can't watch it.
Are you a garage sale guy?
Yeah. If I see a Crate of Records and I'm driving through, I'm stopping. I'm looking through those records. I'm
and
like,
you
okay.
know, my mother was a phenomenal person at finding the gem in the whatever. You know, as a matter of fact, she had bought some really incredible antiques and refinished them, and they were beautiful. And I would have looked at it and thought, that is a piece of trash.
And it is in the eye of the beholder, you know. I mean, yes, you can find some. And I still every once in a while stop, but I think about, oh my God, I have so much in my garage, I do not need anything else, unless it's something that I really know that I have a home for.
Right.
But other than that, I don't do it anymore. It's a dangerous zone for me. So
I mean, I guess you just have to have that attitude. Somebody's trash is another person's treasure. So
yeah. So anyways, well, I am so excited that you are here. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. If you are just tuning in with us right now, it is Trivia Tuesday, and Rob Blaze will be on at 8:30. And I want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008. And we've got two tickets right now to the Ventura Music Festival at 8:30, if you can get this question right. And do you want to give out the question, Matt? We got Matt on our board. He's looking for music. He's all over it. Oh.
Is this from Coffee News?
Coffee News, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you see which one is the question? It's what does the insect?
Okay, in the meantime, when you're... Oh, did you get it?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, where is it? Where is it? Cool. Oh, which insect performs the waggle dance?
The waggle dance. Isn't that cute?
That's very cute.
Don't answer it. you can do the
waggle
dance.
Do the dance.
Okay, great. So if you know that question at 8:30, call 805-639-0008, and you will be able to win two tickets to the Ventura Music Festival. It's Sunday, May 6th, 2012, 2 o'clock at the Ventura College Green. And it's a Tiempo Libre. Yeah, so it's going to be a great concert. So anyways, we would love to give those to you.
Okay.
So we do have our first guest right now. And Andy, are you there?
I am here.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, your book is already cracking me up, and it's, you know, 8 in the morning.
You know, I think it's so fun. How did you think of this?
Well, the idea, I was just actually taking a bath, and I was trying to think of a book idea, and I thought, what am I good at? You have to write about something that you're good at. Everybody's good at something. I was like, yes, everybody's good at something. I will think of every single skill that people possess. And that was sort of...
What are you good at?
The genesis. I just realized I was doing laundry. I'm really good at cleaning lint traps.
You know what? That is a really important, thing to do. I have to tell you, when I have my repair guys out there, that is something huge.
Yeah, it can have consequences. Even if I'm not doing laundry, I'll sometimes do a walk by in the apartment building and just clean them and thoroughly.
Oh my God! You're like, that is funny, Matt. Do you clean the lint out of the washer or the dryer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to.
Marsh.
Yeah.
I do every time.
Okay, yeah. It's important. It gets clogged up. It's kind of like your life getting clogged up, right? All right. So what else? And did you interview people or did you just sit in the bathtub writing this list?
Well, I sort of watched it.
It would have been a long bathtub.
Right. I just took a month-long bath. No, it was a lot of just sort of walking around New York City and sitting on benches and in the subway, and just every day it'd be like, okay, I have to think of, and if your mind is thinking in this direction, you can write them down.
Well, the funny thing is, some of your list, you know, you mentioned the same thing several ways. So, like, starting drum circles. I'm not even sure what a drum circle is. Joining drum circles.
Wait, you don't know what a drum circle is?
No. California? I picture California.
What's a drum circle?
Where everybody plays the drums.
Oh.
Hello.
Okay. Well, I was thinking much broader than that.
Okay.
So joining drum circles and then mocking drum circles. I like that.
Yeah, you pretend, right? Everybody's just pretending. Is that right?
No, mocking is making fun of.
Yeah, everybody's pretending. You know, it's like you're just pretending. Oh, my God, Marsha.
Okay, so blaming the government, blaming yourself, blaming your parents. Most people are good at one of those.
Yeah. So I figure that's why when people say, I say, oh, you are good at things. And it really makes me sad when people say, I'm not good at anything. I'm like, no, there are definitely hundreds of things in here. I promise that you could check off.
That is so funny. And I'm thinking this is a great party game. So you could copy a couple of these lists and see who's the best at the certain page. I think this is hysterical. Counting crows.
Counting crows? How funny.
I'm good at that.
Literally.
So did you interview people, or how did you really write your book?
I didn't. I came up with most of, I solicited a few from friends and cousins, and some of them just got it. Like, I told a cousin the concept of the book, and he wrote back, I'm really good at going to the drive paper, picking the newspaper up, and staring off meaningfully into the distance. Yes, that's a sort of skill. Or unloading the dishwasher efficiently.
I'm good at loading the dishwasher. I think everybody in my family is not.
Do they not get it in, or they don't organize it?
They don't get enough stuff in. Put it all cattywampus all over the place.
Cattywampus, is that a word?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a phrase. It's not really one word. It's several words.
Right.
But
so is this
you're good at using cattywampus.
There you go.
That's my mother's,
you know what?
Or
now,
father's word.
What is your job?
I teach freshman composition.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
That's very cool. And so how long did it take you to write this book?
It was about a year. But again, it wasn't like sitting down for 8 hours a day. It was more just like going out with my little notebook and...
Yeah. And thinking things.
By people and just jotting things down.
Right. I love this one picture. You have a golden retriever and it says he or she is drinking from a water fountain. And it said... Being unafraid of using public drinking fountains. That's what, you know, you really have some random things here. But I like how you break it up into different categories. And one is, let's see, you're good at working from home things, right?
Yes.
How did you get all your different little categories? You are good at college English
teacher things.
I want to know,
you are a really good organizer because, I would have all these random thoughts and have no idea how to organize them.
Well, most of the book is just sort of everything's out there. And then there's just a few pages where it is these specific ones. Those were sort of tougher. But, my wife, she works from home like half a day. And I know, more and more people are working from home. Yes, knowing exactly when the dog will beg for a walk.
So I like this one, too.
You actually have a job.
You have counting calories and discounting calories.
I think I'm good at discounting calories.
I think I am, too.
I probably run into that. Okay.
Some days I'm good at counting calories, and then other days I'm good at, the opposite.
Huh, that's interesting. And so what's been your response from your book?
It's been good. Well, some people are really good at saying what they're good at. When I've done a couple readings or signings or even looking online, and when people have reviewed the book, and people sometimes just get it, like they've written, I've just seen things like, I instinctively know exactly what color a watermelon will be on the inside from looking at it from the outside.
That is so funny.
That's so random.
Well, and the fact that somebody thinks that's a talent, I think that's...
that's really in the spirit of the book. Because it's supposed to be, as my friend said, described it, not made it into intro, it's the skills that don't pay the bills. So it's not like, good at performing surgery. It's like, well, that's not really what this is about.
So then how did you know when you were done?
Great question.
Right. No, I'm not. I think it was just a...
He's not done.
Like,
no.
The book was due on this day.
Okay.
So the last page, turning out the lights, cleaning up your area, feeling confident that you turned the stove off, making peace, looking back, looking ahead, enjoying it while it lasts. I love that.
I always get sort of choked up at the end.
I know.
Say that again.
So the last four is making peace, looking back, looking ahead, enjoying it while it lasts. That last one is really hard to do.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
No, so it's sort of like, it's kind of goofy, but then there are moments where it's kind of sweet.
I like this one, too. Staging family portraits that are just normal enough not to be featured on websites that mock and celebrate goofy family portraits.
That's funny. You've got this little family. They're all posing on the grass.
Is that somebody
Where
you know?
Do we find your book?
It's at any of the usual places that books are sold.
So do you have, are you thinking about another book?
I'm not.
Writing
have,
a book?
I mean,
yeah.
I
am good at writing a book.
I hope so. I have little notes. I have a few ideas, but nothing is, I'm not sure what.
Okay. Well, you know what? It's a great idea. It's just funny. It's just thoughtless. It's an easy, and I love that you just kind of go through and kind of check each thing that you think you're good at, right?
You are good at things.
Good at things.
I don't
know
if people will actually use the, I'm wondering if people are actually using the checklist and being like, yes, I am good at.
I think it would be funny if everybody in the family had a different color pencil.
Yes.
And you just kind of went through and checked so you could see what other people thought they were good at, which you'd be like, oh, you're not good at that.
I think it's good conversation. I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And we always talk about what we're good at instead of always looking at, the positive. We look at the positive of everything in life, and I think that's what you've done.
And I love a laugh early in the morning.
Yeah. So, well, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. And that is Andy Salzberg, and his book is You Are Good at Things. It's actually a checklist. And that would be fun to have the whole family sit down and do that.
I mean, you can just do it as you go. You put it in the bathroom, and everybody can do it when they're in there. And then you can go back and read what people think they're good at. And I think we'd be surprised because I think some of us think we're good at things.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
So I want to talk about something that was the ladies talked about last night.
Okay.
So after we get back.
Yeah, we're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we're going to be talking about, it's funny because they really brought up a lot of amazing universal things that women go through. We're all, when we're young and just starting our babies. And then,
As life goes on,
it's kind of the journey. And it was hilarious. It was a whole bunch of women there, which was, it was good. So anyway, stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Again, I want to, Matt, can you give out that question again? I just had a couple texts that they didn't really understand it. And so I'd love to say it again.
Cool. The question is, which insect performs the waggle dance?
That's right. That's our trivia, our Tuesday trivia question. And the phone number here is 805-639-0008. And that will get you two tickets to Ventura Music Festival on Sunday, May 6th at 2 o'clock at the Ventura College Green. So stay with us.
I love you like a love song, baby. Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Stop me on the corner. Swear you hit me like a vision. I wasn't expecting. But who am I to tell Faye where it's supposed to go with
it? I love this song.
I do too. Very cool. Very cool. All right, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I am so glad that you are here with us. And our phone number here is 805-639-0008. If you want to add to our phone call here, give us a call. I want to wish Steve, my daughter's fiance, a happy birthday today.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so another birthday, and I know it's, I've got, you know, if
anybody, how old is he?
You know, I don't know. Don't you start counting? Well, he's still young. You don't stop.
Yeah, so he's still in his 20s.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I would probably say, I don't know, 26, something like that. So, yeah. But anyway, so let's talk about last night.
Okay, so
we're talking
the first
about
skit
women fully clothed,
yeah,
first of all.
The first skit and the last skit both cracked me up. Well, all of them cracked me up. But the first skit was about women like in the PTA age, you know, when you, and a lot of stay-at-home mothers that had very important jobs and then, you know, take PTA really seriously. Or it doesn't have to be PTA, but your school.
Yeah,
you know,
PFO,
group.
Whatever,
yeah, whatever
you call
it is.
At your school.
And it was hysterical. I thought that was very funny, especially since I
was
PTA president.
Well, because, yes, and now here, you know, and of course I was always in PTA too. But it is funny because you have all these corporate women or, you know, that maybe have had, you know, very big jobs, and now they come down to the school and they want to run the school.
Right.
Instead of, it's a volunteer job. You're there to be with your children, to make your children's school a better place.
And take it very seriously. And the poor woman who had to, this was a preschool, had to wash all the toys, ended up with lice and pink eye. And,
yeah,
you know,
it was
hysterical.
It was hilarious. Yeah, and they wouldn't let her out of her job. And she was like, but
she
I
wanted
just
to move up
something.
To pizza, whatever, you know, some other mundane
ordering
job that she
pizza,
did. You know.
Yeah, it was, yeah, it was funny. So, and what else? You know, the biggest message I think that we both took from it, and I know that a lot of our friends that took from it, is that we try to give our kids everything, yeah, in life. And really, it's about living life.
Well, and the last skit was very poignant. It was about how our parents' generation, you know, strive to give us a better life than they had because they had it hard. They went through the Depression and, you know, they had a hard life. And so they strive to give us a better life. Well, they did give us a better life. And now we're trying to give our kids, and we're all giving them too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like they need to do it on the, you know, giving them awards for not really winning awards. And, you know, so that they just expect it. They don't know how to you know, this generation of kids.
Well, we have so much.
Yeah.
And so here, how much more can we give our children?
Right.
I mean, that's really it. When our parents were, you know, parents and they were trying to give us, it was a different time.
Right.
We didn't have 24/7, you know, iPods and phones and, you know, computers and all that. Now there's nothing more we can give our kids. Instead, you know, okay, so we're going to buy you a boat and a motorhome. And,
right,
you know,
exactly.
I mean, really, where does it end?
Well, and so, they really should want to do it for themselves.
Definitely.
And strive to, you know, there has to be something that they want.
Right. And a lot
and I don't mean things, but, you know.
Right. And a lot of parents, you know, we pay for their college. We had to earn it. You know, I mean, so there's things have changed a lot. So if anybody, you know, has any comments in regards to where do you think we should go from here? You know, when we've given our children so much, how do we add value back into our lives?
Right. And you know, even college, because we're at that age, our kids are going away to college. And although we are very fortunate in the fact that we have saved a lot of money for them to go to college, college is so expensive that they still will have to either take on debt or take on, you know, who's saved $200,000
right.
for each kid? It's just ridiculous how much college can be. So, you know, and they penalize you for having a job or for doing well yourself. And, you know, it's a hard road. So I kind of feel sorry for this generation, the fact that they haven't learned how to work.
Yeah.
Like we all worked at 16 years old.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, my son, my 17-year-old, he's been racing all his life, and he's working now. He got up at 4 o'clock this morning to leave to go to his job, and he takes it seriously.
Now he graduated from high school early, so that's part why he can get up at 4 a.m. and go to a job.
Right,
most kids that are seniors
can't
do that.
He used to leave at 4 a.m, so it's really taught him, because a lot of kids 4 a.m, there's no way I'm doing that, you know. And so, but no, he's out there and he loves it. I think they love it. If you can find something for your kids.
Well, I think earning money is inspiring.
It is inspiring. So, yeah. And so I think that that's important for us to teach our children, you know, to have values and to have, when you earn your own money, as opposed to being on, you know, our parents' payroll or to be on, you know, allowance all the time, you can make a difference.
Right.
Right. So.
And even though, you know, school is their job, really, you know, when you're in school, school is your job. But, you know, kids take that for granted.
Right. Right. What else did you, you know, it was fun seeing a lot of old friends there.
Yeah.
And in just the community, the women were out. I'm telling you, it was fun.
It was very fun. And laughing was, you know, it's always good to laugh.
And you know what was cool? It was the smaller studio and it was really like it. It's very
intimate.
Yeah, it's very intimate. So there's about 400 seats there, and every seat is a great seat. So, yeah. Anyways, well, I know we have our next guest, and we have Deborah and Deborah Henry. Deborah, are you there?
You.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Can you hear me?
I can now.
You know, when you called, I was just listening to some great music on your on the website.
Here. Oh, cool. Thank you.
You guys are awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So I'm really excited your book is called Spring Clean Your Life?
No. No. It's called The Whipping Club.
Oh, okay. The Whipping Club.
A little bit different. It whips you into shape in a much different way.
Okay. This is, okay. Ooh,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I like it. Okay. That sounds good. So how, you know, do we have Rob on the phone? Okay. You know what? Can you hold on with us? We're just going to do our trivia question really quick, and then we'll get back with you.
Sure.
Does that work?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, great. Hold on. You're going to stay with us. Okay. Rob, are you there?
Yeah. Good morning, Kim.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, great. How about yourself?
Very good, very good. We've already announced that we have two tickets to Sunday, May 6th at Ventura Music Festival for our trivia question today. And
awesome.
We've got Rob Blaze on the line, and you are from Coffee News, so welcome.
Yeah, that's great. Sounds like an awesome music festival.
Yeah, it's great. And it's going to be over at the Ventura College. So what? Tell us about Coffee News for any of my new listeners that are just tuning in.
Sure. Well, Coffee News You know, every week we bring you amazing stories from around the world, and you can find it in Ventura, you can find it in Camarillo, you can find it in Moore Park. Coming up in next week's issue, you'll find some stories like a Wisconsin student made her own prom dress out of Starburst candy wrappers.
Starburst? Oh, my God.
That was a very colorful prom dress. I didn't see it, but we have the story on that.
So do you think she had to eat them all? Or?
I don't know. That's
Starburst.
A good question. there's an Essex, England preschooler who discovered buried treasure that was worth approximately 2.5 million pounds. So he found a little gold pendant with the Mother of Mary on it, and it's worth a fortune. And then there's a Canadian survey that has revealed that 48% of small dog owners would choose their dog over their mate.
No, I bet you, that's amazing, but I bet you that's true. Oh, my God. That doesn't say a lot.
Sad,
I know,
it?
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of what you'll find in Coffee News. It's always good, positive, fun stuff, just like your show, Kim.
Well, thank you. And you find them everywhere, right?
Yeah, all over the place. Our main point of distribution is where people eat. So, if you go to a restaurant and you're looking for something to do with a few minutes you're waiting for your food, or you want to strike up some conversation, you can grab a copy of Coffee News, and it's always guaranteed to entertain and bring you some smiles.
I love it. All right. So our question for today is?
So, yeah, today's trivia question is about insects. Which insect performs the waggle dance?
The waggle dance. Matt was in here doing the waggle dance.
I've never heard of this, so I don't.
You can imagine the waggle dance. You know, these insects go around waggling around, and scientists believe they communicate with these dancing thing patterns.
Crazy, crazy. All right, well, if anybody knows this answer, give us a call right now at 805-639-0008. I'd love to give you these tickets. So thank you so much, Rob.
Thank you, Kim, and you have a great morning.
You got it, and we got to get together.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll do it.
All right, have a wonderful day. All right, so we have Deborah Henry, and, okay, I'm thoroughly confused here because I didn't think. Now, is your book about Spring Clean Your Life?
No, my life's about Spring Clean Your Life.
Your life's about. Okay, we'll go with
like
it then,
that.
You know?
This is why I wrote the book. I think you really need to, you know, spring clean. I'm talking about the exterior because that's the only way to get clean on the inside.
Give us some tips.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm actually being pretty cathartic right now because I'm having a book party and my office looks much better. There's actually floors in here now.
Oh, wow.
So, I think it's important to actually, you know, quite frankly, I think it's very important to have silence every day. And I mean, taking a walk without a Walkman.
Yeah.
You know, swimming, just sitting down somewhere and looking at a flower, but really looking.
Yeah.
And really listening to a bird. I mean, really slowing down to see that your life and the problems and the triumphs are just, put them in perspective. You don't need to get all whacked out.
Well, I kind of hear what you're saying because, you know, what I've been doing the last couple of days is just reading something inspirational and kind of starting my day that way. And
you know, I get positive quote of the day every morning. Read that. Goodreads quote of the day.
Is that an app? I'm sure there is an app like that.
I don't think it's an app.
No, because
I
do a mommy moment on my show every morning, and it's just a positive thought that, you know, we can kind of go on for the day. And I think that when you start to put your life in a positive way, things start to turn around for you, you know?
That's so true.
Yeah,
so true.
I mean, it's funny, you know, and I know my mom's listening. Every morning I call her, and as I'm driving out here, and she goes, "Hi, honey, you tired?" I'm always tired, Mom, but I don't concentrate on that.
I don't
want to
talk about being tired.
Yeah, so
right.
I keep looking at all the great things that I have in my life, and that's what I'm concentrating on.
You know, the exciting thing about being tired is that you actually had a lot to do to be tired.
So true.
You know, if you aren't tired at all, you probably aren't.
Well, you could be tired from staying in bed.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
That's true.
So you want to be tired from something that you've enjoyed your life through
right.
with, you know?
Right.
And
it can give you energy, so
right.
it's a circle.
And one of the things that I really try to tell people is, you know, every time you're asked to do something, say, yes, I can't do it today, but yes, I would love to do that. What's another good day?
Right. You know? And you know what's a great thing that I started doing, because I think it sends endorphins to your brain immediately? Upon waking, the minute I get out of bed, I smile.
Oh, I do too. Now, that's from my dad. My dad used to tell me, always look in the mirror and smile.
Yeah, and even when you're not looking in the mirror, just when you're walking downstairs to the kitchen, smile.
That's right.
And it takes a lot, I've heard, I don't know if this is true, but it takes more muscles in your face to frown than it does to smile.
That's right.
Yeah. So. And those are, and you know what, a smile is nothing, nothing. You could be at the grocery store and you smile at somebody. It's the common,
right.
you know, that everybody knows it. So it's the language of love, and I recommend everybody to smile. And even when you're driving and you pull up to somebody at the side of you, and you know how you kind of like catch eyes?
Yes.
Smile. It makes
right.
it makes the, your day. It just is so much nicer.
And quite frankly, you know, I live in Connecticut. It's a little different than mm-hmm. California. It's a little bit more closed, I believe.
Right.
And sometimes you smile at someone and they don't smile back.
Right.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny.
It's
the first
okay.
time I went to New York, I was in college, and I went with one of my girlfriends who went to school with me, and her parents lived in New York, and so she had, I went to visit her after she went back and she was working, and so she dropped me off in Manhattan somewhere, and I said, well, I don't know where I'm going. How do I know not where not to be? And she said, oh, you'll know it. And so she said, just remember, people here don't smile and look at you. And I'm like, well, that's bizarre. So as I'm going through the streets of Manhattan, you know, and you get eye contact with people, people would get very nervous when you would actually have eye contact with them. But as soon as you smiled at them, they were perfectly fine.
So it's the,
so,
yeah.
You know, they're just not, there's so many people there. They're just not used to everybody wanting contact with them. Cause,
it's
I mean,
almost like they feel like something's wrong with you if you're too
yeah.
forward.
Or at a store, you know, if you would say thank you to the person that's helping you or whatever. It was very weird. But, you know, and I think New York has actually changed a lot in the last 30 years. But
well, if you think New York's weird, try Connecticut.
I've been to Connecticut. I didn't think it was that. It's people that don't want to be in New York.
New York, to me, is more vibrant in the way that people will talk to you. But it's
yeah.
anywhere else in the world, though, you have to admit, besides the East Coast, New York, anywhere, including Paris, you're always amazed in airports, everywhere, how friendly people
well,
are.
Well, I love Europe. As a matter of fact, I saw on your bio that you live in Paris. I'm very
you know,
jealous.
Yeah, and you know what I wanted to do is, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are starting your day. And share our show with everyone out there. This is a great way to start your day. And we're talking to Deborah Henry. And Deborah, tell us a little bit about yourself. Let's start all over here.
You know, I'm excited because I actually got some great news from the Oprah team yesterday.
Ooh.
My book has, besides my three children and my wonderful husband of 24 years.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I listened into, and one day while I was swimming, I heard write. And so I wrote, I listened, and it took a lot of discipline. And 8 years later, my first novel, The Whipping Club, is now coming out. And it's such a great feeling to actually find your passion, and then actually persevere.
Oh, my gosh. You're absolutely
right.
So
The Whipping Club is a novel. Is it a fictional novel?
Yeah. There's only one kind of novel.
Well, okay. I know.
Yeah.
But when we were talking earlier, we were talking about kind of esoteric things, and then we're talking about your novel being... Okay. So I was confused.
You know,
I'm sorry.
The thing about it, it's a story about secrets and shame and guilt, and it takes place in Ireland in the 1960s. But in the end, it really is a story about redemption and forgiveness. So while we're talking about spring cleaning, I was thinking about how we really need to, as people, to be whole, spring clean all that guilt that we carry around from missteps we might have made in earlier life, all the resentment we have for someone in our family or our husbands or wives or something. Clean that out, because you can't live a full functioning life if you're carrying around these negative feelings. You know, we should go, I'll put Kim's show on my Facebook wall.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But we should be helping one another.
And really, that is it. Life is hard already. Life is short, and the
right.
world is small. And, you know, I mean, it's just, if everybody just did one little part to make this world a little bit easier for your neighbors, for your friends, for your family, you know, and there are people that they can't make a difference, okay? But, you know, don't be around them. Really kind of
right.
isolate yourself from the people that make it hard for you to have a good life.
Exactly.
I mean,
any
you really
negativity.
Have, yeah, you have
well,
to.
Well, and it's not even necessarily other people. Sometimes it's yourself.
Well,
stuck
right.
in a situation. I mean, if we've all had tragedy happen in our lives, whether it's, a death of somebody in your family, a sickness, you had a victimization against yourself. Whatever it is, we have all had something. And the longer, and I truly believe this, the longer you hold on to that, you give the power to the negative, and then you cannot move into the positive. So
very, very good. Yeah.
You know, you have to let go of it.
I think it's important. You're right. And you know,
it is hard to do.
Yeah. So we talked before, on several other shows where we, kind of like spring clean, spring sweep our brains, of
right.
all of the negative stuff. And maybe you might want to write about it and then throw it away,
exactly.
and put it into the fireplace or put it into it's done. Once you've let it out and you can share it with yourself, it doesn't have to be the world, but get rid of it. It's negative stuff holding inside your body.
Right. And it will affect you physically. It's been,
yes.
Studies show that those negative thoughts will have a cardiovascular change in your body.
Well, it's not funny, but I had breast cancer a couple of years ago, and the first thing the doctor asked me was, what kind of stress do you have in your life?
Wow.
And I had several family deaths, and my husband lost his job, and, we had several very, very, on that top stressful,
mm-hmm.
Besides the fact my husband and I are still together and happy, but on the tops, I had 8 out of 10 of them. So, and she said, breast cancer especially is directly related to stress.
Wow. Yeah.
And so,
also on the positive note, the more positive things we do, like him suggests, the positive quote of the day, all of these, I get a motivational essay every morning. That also changes your physicality.
Yes.
And you become younger.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what? The biggest thing is I think that we don't... I forget who I was talking to, but this is our life. This is our body. This is our vehicle. We have to take care of it so it lasts as long as we need to be here. And some of us take for granted they don't take care of their doctor's appointments. They don't take care of their teeth. They don't go for massages. They don't walk. They don't, they try to sabotage themselves.
Well, I think sometimes people think they're too old to start something. I said this a couple weeks ago. I went to Phyllis Diller's house for a something that, we bought at an auction. She started painting at 80. She's 95.
Right.
She's, bright and vibrant. And, I'm sure physically she would like to be younger, but she's up and, walking and moving and stuff. And I think, okay, if at 80 years old, then I'm 50. What can I start?
You can start anything you
want.
And you know what? We talked about this on one of my shows, your dream list. Have a dream list. Deborah, it sounds like you had a dream list.
I have a dream list. I have on my coffee table, take piano lessons, take an acrylic painting class again. I have all the, I love to travel. I love to write. I love my, I basically move forward with my dreams.
Right.
And so how did you, okay, because, you know, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Deborah Henry, and her book is Whipping Club. How long did you think about writing this book before you actually wrote it?
I researched and read books about Dublin, which I had never been to. I don't know how that, I mean, I'm Irish and Jewish, so I was curious what a book, what a child's life would have been like in Dublin in the 1960s, but I'd never actually been to Dublin, so I had to do about a year and a half of just reading.
Did you go?
And then I went many times, you know, for little stints, like a week at a time, to interview people,
mm-hmm.
and to see the flora and fauna, and to see, you know, do seagulls really fly over Dublin at 4 o'clock?
Huh.
You know, everything in my book was researched.
So I think this is really an interesting question. Deborah, you said you have three children, your husband, you've been married for a lot of years. Did you have to take a lot out of your family time to do your dream?
No, because I would drop my children at nursery school and then right in the car in a pasture, in a field, mm-hmm. and then pick them up. In the summer, when they were not in school, I used to get up at 4:45 in the morning, wash my face, meditate, and then write until they got up at around 8.
Wow. How long did it take you to write your book?
It took me from first sentence to publication 8 years.
Wow.
8 years. And I mean, I'm talking many, many, many rewrites. I got my master's degree to try to hone my skills. I just never gave up.
Right.
That's so awesome.
Never gave up, and I'm not going to give up ever.
And I think you just gave me chills, because really that's what it's all about. We're going to be knocked down. There's going to be people that they might think we're better or they're better.
Yeah.
You know, and
or even positive things. You had children and you worked it out. You figured out how to give to them and give to your dream. I don't think it has to be a negative thing. Just kept going.
Yeah, there's.
I work from home, and you show your children. I almost didn't stop, not really, just because I have a passion, but also because I won't let my children go through life. They're all in college now. One is out. And now they see their mother is succeeding. And mm-hmm. what a great gift to give to them, the lesson of don't give up. Don't let other people. I used to say to them every morning when I put them on the school bus, I believe in you.
Right.
And they would say back, I believe in you. So all of these life lessons I was doing while they were growing up, they were watching me struggle, get rejected, and I would tell them, I'm going to keep going, and you should too. It's not about being easy. It's about passion.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
I love that, I believe in you, because you know what? That's all we all need, is to be believed in, to believe that
right.
we are the best that we can be. And, you know, I just had this conversation with my younger son. And for whoever you are, long as you feel you're being the best you can be, that's all you can ask for.
That's right.
What dreams are made of.
And most people will not, unfortunately, give you that. You have to almost do the work. Everybody wants to be loved. And sometimes, no matter how much our mothers have tried, we don't feel that 100%. So you have to kind of do the work to feel self-love. And then you can give to others. And, you know, I think that's very painful, but I think that's how I did it.
Did you have that from your parents?
No, I don't. I mean, I told my mother once over lunch, I'm going to write a novel, I think. And I had three infants. I had three children in 3.5 years. And she looked down at her menu, looked back up and asked me, are you going to have the chicken or the Cobb salad?
Because she didn't, yeah.
But now she's very supportive.
Okay. Because
I forgive her. Forget it. I'm not going to hold on to things like that. Now she's my biggest supporter. But I had a lot of dissonance when I started writing. People just didn't believe.
Right. Right. And was there ever a time that you thought, I'm just going to throw the towel, this isn't going to work?
Often.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And
what was?
And then I wouldn't.
And what was the gut that made you keep going?
I'm not really sure. I think it's all of those years of meditating and taking the walks and prayer and listening. There was something inside me that was turned on.
Well, you have to have some personal tenacity. I mean, I, I always say to my kids, like at school, when they come back with a grade that I think they could have done better at, I said, "Are you proud of that?"
Right.
And if they say, and I said, "Did you do your best?" And most 99% of the time they'll say no. And I'll say, "Okay, then, you know, either you want to do better or you don't, and it's your responsibility." So, you know,
that's great. Yeah.
I would do something you're proud of personally, you know.
Yeah.
I love that honesty that they would say no.
Really.
I mean, what do they want to look at? I mean, if you get a C in something and you know you could have gotten an A or a B if you just tried a little harder, how could you say no? I mean, yes, I tried my hardest. And there has been times that my kids have good grades, but that they've tried really hard and not done well, and they've said, you know, I need to try something else. I'm not understanding it, or I'm not going around it the right way, so I need to figure out something else. And you have to let your kids work it out. Right. And it's the things you should apply to yourself, too.
There you
That's
go.
So true.
Deborah Henry, your book is The Whipping Club. What exactly are we going to find in your book?
You're going to find a lot of stories about a marriage and secrets in the marriage.
Ooh.
And what happens when those secrets are uncovered to the family. But at the end, you're going to find a sense of hope and redemption. But it's not an easy story. It's not a summer beach read. It's a very, very difficult, thoughtful.
Is this about you and your
husband?
That's
what I would read at the beach. I wouldn't read. Well, that would this kind of book is the kind of thing that I do read.
So is this about your family?
It's just made up characters.
Okay.
But it's an interfaith marriage, which is what my parents had. So I think I was curious about my mixed heritage.
Uh-huh.
And that's what kind of got me going.
Yeah.
But after that, then eventually the characters just take on lives of their own.
Wow.
You don't know really where they came from. You just listen. It's a really spiritual journey to write a book because you have to write it almost like you're going through a tunnel.
Yeah, and as you are them, right?
And you don't even know if it's going to work. You don't know if it's ever going to be good enough or if it's going to even make sense.
Right. Amazing.
When you're finished. So you're really taking a journey that has no clear benefit.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love it. And this has been amazing talking to you. I think you've given my listeners some amazing inspiration. Where do we find your book?
Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. You can order it at bookstores. But Amazon is probably Kindle, all everywhere. You can Google me and find it.
There you go. Will you become one of my fans so we can stay in touch?
And Deborah Henry.
I will.
Okay. The Whipping Club.
I love it. Thank you so much.
That would be great. We should post on each other's wall.
You got it. You got it. More inspiration in my life. That's what it's all about.
That's right. Let's cheer each other on.
That's
you
right.
You got it. And that's what I talk about. Have an amazing support team, you know, around you at all times. So anyways, welcome to my club.
Oh, I'm so glad I found you. I feel better already. The day's going to be great.
I love it.
It is.
I love it. So, all right. Well, thank you so much, Deborah. We're going to take a really quick break from my sponsors because, of course, it wouldn't be possible without all of them, my show. And we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to share someone with you, my mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923. 888-522-3923.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
If I was just another dusty record on the shelf, would you blow me off and play me?
Welcome back. You know, it's funny, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. But, you know, I was funny because I thought that was going somewhere totally different.
Yeah, we get either, sometimes they send us a book, but we didn't have the book this time.
Right.
So they send us a bio, and the bio sounded like it was a self-help book. I'm not an idiot. I know a novel is a
No. But we thought it was about spring clean your life, and we were going to get tips.
That's why I was totally confused, and she said a novel. That's why I said a
fictional book. Which it was amazing talking to her, and I love where she was going. But anyway, so if all my listeners out there are going, wait, I thought I was going to get some tips on, you know, I wanted to see, why do they call it, my voice is dying here, why did they call it spring cleaning? Where did that ever come from?
Well, I think every season, it used to be, you know, you had fall clothes, or back east it still is, winter clothes and summer clothes, and you literally took out the winter clothes and put them in another closet and then put a new, so it was, you know, going different between seasons. Here,
we kind of
use the same.
You have a little bit of rain, a little bit of hot, you need your hot clothes.
Especially this year, everything's
Matt,
been so.
Matt, did you find anything?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
It's just like exactly what you said. You clean the house from top to bottom, usually in the warmest day of the year, and it's springtime.
Yeah.
So that's in spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning. I love spring cleaning.
I do too.
I love when my roses are all out and
I gotta
all my
tell
flowers.
You, Kim, I know your life is a little out of control because she had me go to her trunk and get something out of it. And Kim is a very neat person. And your
I
trunk
live in
is
out
a
my
mess.
Trunk. I know. You know what? You're a really good friend to go in there.
Yeah,
I have
like,
to tell you.
Wow.
But you want to know something? That's the last place that I have to clean. Isn't
and
that
that's
funny?
Very unusual for
I
you.
I know.
So
the inside
like,
of my car is perfect. But that's where I live because I'm always taking books. And,
It
know,
was, there was nothing, you know, disgusting. It was just a lot of papers. And
books. I know. Yeah. Okay, now I'm all over it. Okay, that would be my spring cleaning for
out.
Today. You did. All right. Well, anyways, I thank all of you for joining us here today. I want to give out our phone number here at 805-419-0008. And if you want to be a part of my show, you want to advertise on my show, you want to get the word out about your business, give us a call. I'd love to talk to you and figure out a way that you can find out more about how being a part of our show. We're on every morning, Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 and again from 1 to 2. Marsha, thank you so much. I'm so glad you're in a better mood now.
My pleasure, and
Matt,
I think I'll be back tomorrow. So.
There you go. Matt, great job today, and all my listeners and all my callers. And tomorrow we're going to have Betty Alkazian on, and we're going to be talking about in-laws. So I think she's actually bringing her mother-in-law. So anyway, stay with us again. Of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is, we are all like tea bags. We don't know our own strength until we are in hot water. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have you ever had a girl that you tried to date, but you didn't make love?